Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have another wonderful show. We have Eileen Farrell, Ted Heath, Nat King Cole, Duke Ellington, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, in the first 10 minutes, we're going to be hearing from Helen Ward along with Benny Goodman. We'll have Glenn Miller here. And right now, it's Dinah Shore with Nelson Riddle and I'm Old Fashioned.
I'm not such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry sun that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned. I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned in every way. Old-fashioned, please stay. Thank you.
missed you so, I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, my hat's in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again. Head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
That's an excellent recording made by Benny Goodman back in 1953, and a small vocal, but a good one, by Helen Ward of I'll Never Say Never Again. Harry McGregor Woods wrote it back in 1935. This song got on the hit parade in 1953. This particular recording right here got up to number 30 that year. Our middle tune was Glenn Miller and a song recorded on this week in 1942. It was American Patrol. And our first song was Dinah Shore with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and a Johnny Mercer Jerome Kern tune from 1942 called I'm Old Fashioned. Was in a Fred Astaire movie called You Were Never Lovelier. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. And let's see, on this day, back in 1859, a fellow by the name of Daniel Emmett introduced a song called I Wish I Was in Dixie's Land, which was later renamed Dixie. Just 2 years later, the song became a Civil War song of the Confederacy. And on this week in 1955, Fred Astaire appeared on television for the first time on The Toast of the Town with host Ed Sullivan. All right, back to more music on Swing. We're going to be hearing from Duke Ellington, from Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle, and here's Sinatra and All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. Let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. Mm-hmm.
say, can we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can't see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? Yeah. Shame, and who's to blame? I thought I found a man I could trust. What a bust! This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? It couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't we be friends?
It's a wonderful recording by Duke Ellington called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. written by Mercer Ellington, and was in a film called Cabin in the Sky. We heard from Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle, great recording called Can't We Be Friends? This was written in 1929 and showed up in a film called Young Man with a Horn. Our first song was by Sinatra. It was All the Way, a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune from 1957. Well, an automobile company, an early one back on this week in 1900, was the first automobile company to advertise in a national magazine. Name of the automobile was the W.E. Roach Company, and you couldn't miss their advertising slogans that automobiles give satisfaction. And the car company advertised in the Saturday Evening Post. And on this week in 1918, daylight savings time went into effect throughout the United States for the very first time. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We're going to be listening to Nat King Cole, Ted Heath, and here's Eileen Farrell and Somebody Loves Me.
I got a Vocalese Rudiana. Somebody, a whole body, a white body, nobody. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. For every guy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my love.
this can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes.
Is that terrific or what? Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, a Rodgers and Hart tune from 1938 called This Can't Be Love. Song on the hit parade by Horace Heidt, later on by Benny Goodman, back in the late 30s. Our middle tune was Ted Heath and Tuxedo Junction. And we heard from Eileen Farrell with the Luther Henderson Orchestra, a great B.G. De Silva tune called Somebody Loves Me. Well, it was on this week, back in 1956, that two very successful daytime dramas premiered. The Edge of Night and As the World Turns were seen for the first time on CBS TV. And on this week back in 1982, John Chancellor, remember him, stepped down as anchor of the NBC Nightly News to be replaced by Roger Mudd and Tom Brokaw, who assume co-roles as anchors. As advertised, here's Sinatra and Mrs. Robinson.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo. Mrs. Robinson, you say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Mrs. Robinson. Keep them cards and letters coming in, Robbie, baby.
To sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten antitheses of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. young, the skies are clear. And if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
That's Ella Fitzgerald at her best, along with Buddy Bregman's orchestra and a Cole Porter tune from 1936 called It's Still Lovely. We heard from Count Basie and Swingin' the Blues, a 1939 tune which was inked by Count Basie. And we heard from Sinatra with Don Costa's orchestra, great song from the film called The Graduate. It was Mrs. Robinson, written by Paul Simon. He wrote the words and the music back in 1967. Well, on this week, back in 1860, Pony Express mail service began in St. Joseph, Missouri. The first Pony Express rider was headed for California, and the next day, another rider left Sacramento, California, heading east for Missouri. Each rider had 75 to 100 miles to run before a switch was made for another rider. The switch was made at one of 190 way stations along the route, each way station being about 10 to 15 miles apart. The Pony Express riders delivered the mail within 10 days for postage of $5 per ounce. The style of mail service became antiquated, however, within two short years, being put out of business almost by the advent of the telegraph. Wonder why they didn't see that coming. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And coming up, we're going to be hearing from Benny Goodman, from Michael Bublé. And here's Doris Day and Don't Worry About Me.
To be take all of me. Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. I take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes, they left me with eyes that cried. How can I get along without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not I take all of me?
Let's go, boys, let's go.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing, and we just did a little swinging with Benny Goodman, a great song by Will Hudson from back in 1934. It was called Moonglow, and it got on the hit parade number one that year. Before that, Michael Bublé from his CD called Crazy Love, It Was All of Me. And we heard from Doris Day, and Don't Worry About Me, Doris Day, by the way, born on this week back in 1924, right here in Cincinnati. Her original name was Doris Mary Ann von Koppelhoff, and she's been around singing a lot of wonderful songs for a long time. Let's see, on this week back in 1931, Little Orphan Annie, a comic strip character developed by Harold Gray, came to life on the NBC Blue Network. About five decades later, the comic strip inspired a Broadway play and a movie, both titled Annie. You're listening to Swing. We have time for a few more. Right now, it's Johnny Mercer, and They Didn't Believe Me.
Told them how beautiful you are. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me, never believe me, that from this great big world you've chosen.
Your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare.
You're the loveliest thing anyone could see.
And when I tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. That I'm the lucky guy who will surely get you by and by.
Old Limehouse kid, just one more Limehouse kid, going the way that the rest of them did. Poor broken blossom and nobody's child, haunting and taunting, you're just kind of wild. Old limehouse blues, I've got real limehouse blues. Learn from the others those sad china blues. Rings on her fingers and tears for a crown. That is a story of old Chinatown.
This is Billy May's fine orchestra and a song called Perfidia. And we heard from Rosemary Clooney along with Nelson Riddle. It was called the Limehouse Blues. And we started with Johnny Mercer, a Jerome Kern tune, a famous one called They Didn't Believe Me. We're running out of time right now, and we've got to make way for, well, for a wonderful show coming up next. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more great music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's next.